The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. You can drive a great deal with flexible finance from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
And plenty of you in touch about the new deal that Sky has struck to cover live GAA this summer. Paul and Glass Nevin says Croke Park is to be renamed the Sky Dome. And Liam Murphy in Sword says Dublin will still win the Sky Maguire Cup. And Eilish in Malahide says, imagine an Englishman trying to pronounce some of the Irish names in GAA. I'd say they're all delighted that Sean O'Gahalpin has retired. And Sarah in Wexford says, it'd be fantastic to share our great games with the world as a result of the Sky deal, but €20 for a league quarter-final game over the weekend turned a lot of supporters away too. Very expensive, but making money seems to be the GAA's top priority. That's from Sarah in Wexford. And another texter says, if I have to pay Sky, the GAA can pay the players when Sky carry the game. That's fair, I think. Now, in an effort to change people's perception of students, a new online campaign which encourages students to do good deeds has been launched. Hashtag College Footprint was kicked off yesterday by RAG Ireland, a new student group. On the line now is Dahi the Butler, who is the organiser, and Aoife Duffy from Sligo, who is a student in DCU, I think. And Dahi, good morning.
Hi, how are you getting on, John?
I'm great, thank you, Dahi. First of all, just tell us what it's all about.
Yeah, so I suppose where the idea kind of came from is we were kind of just talking amongst ourselves, and I suppose being a student at the moment, there's kind of a lot of negativity around it, being the kind of, you know, the supposed mass drink culture, which you kind of read about in the papers or hear about in the radio, or the kind of unemployment and emigration, which seems to be the only thing in front of us. And I suppose we just got a bit fed up, because what we were seeing on the ground was some of the most creative, energetic people that are in this country. And I suppose we just wanted to create a focal point and a way for all the fantastic students out there to show the service and the duty and the good stuff they're doing every day, and to really provide a big kind of record, public record, that everybody can kind of see of all these great deeds that are going on around the country.
And tell us about the good deeds and how students are signing up to do them.
Yeah, so we kicked off yesterday, and there was over 150 students put out good deeds via Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can sign up to take part on our website, which is www.collegefootprint.ragireland.ie. And basically, students are signing up, and they're doing everything and anything. From yesterday, we had people who were buying flowers for their mother, going around giving free hugs. We even had a girl in France going out and giving croissants to homeless fellas around Paris, you know. So it's everything and anything. It's diverse. We'd lads going into rivers, getting footballs back for school children. And like, there was loads of different stuff, creative and interesting stuff going on, you know.
And are you trying to raise money as you do these deeds?
Yeah, so for all the students who are taking part are then asking their friends and family for a little bit of sponsorship, which will go to support RAG Ireland to continue to, I suppose, push out social entrepreneurship, volunteering and active citizenship initiatives amongst third level students. We're working with about 2,500 students in 8 colleges around the country, all about trying to make doing good become good crack, because personally I think the era of kind of book collections, bake sales and bagpacking, it's kind of over, and it's not really relevant to students and young people anymore. And I think we have a massive challenge to engage our young people with society, but it's fundamentally vital that we do so, because it's young people. If you look right across the world at history present day, young people change things. It's young people who have that power to really shake up the way things work, and we need to engage our young people by making doing good crack, and then moving them on from there to fundamentally making this country a better place.
Stay on the line, Dahi, because as I said, we're also joined by Aoife Duffy from County Sligo. Aoife, good morning.
Morning, John. How are things?
And you're planning your good deed already today. Where are you?
I am. I'm on Grafton Street.
And what's the plan?
Well, I just purchased a €5 voucher for Starbucks there. So hopefully I'm going to brighten someone's morning by giving them a free coffee.
And who are you hoping to link up with?
At the moment, I'm just looking for any passerby who looks like they might be having a bit of a bad morning.
And how will you tell?
I don't know. Well, I'm hoping they'll just stand out to me.
And so you just go up to them with your €5 voucher for Starbucks.
Yes, and offer it to them and hope they take it.
Oh, right. They don't have to sit down and have the coffee with you then.
No, I'm not. I'm not asking them for any of their time.
Yeah, and so that's today. Aoife, have you other good deeds planned over the next few days and weeks?
Yeah, we have a few different things planned. It's like little stuff like donating every day, or even a few people are starting to move out of college and helping them move their stuff out of their apartment, or, you know, go around to your neighbours and offer free babysitting and get involved with more of the social projects and stuff.
Sure, and there's also an adopt a grandparent part to this.
Yes, that's one of the social projects that RAG in DCU runs, and I haven't been able to get involved with it yet, but they've been looking for new volunteers, so I'm going to sign up for that, and hopefully that'll be one of my good deeds checked off the list.
Yeah, you might do a selfie with your adopted grandparent.
Yeah, my number one hun.
And Aoife, I'm just thinking, if you're walking down Grafton Street and you're looking, you find somebody who's having a bad day, do you not think they'll find it all a bit strange if you offer them a €5 voucher?
I mean, there's been a really good reaction so far. Yesterday, I gave a bag of Doritos to someone who was wandering around after college. Just little things like that. And, you know, they were very happy to take it. A little surprised. But once you explain what it's about, people can take it pretty well.
Yes, indeed. Once you explain what you're up to. And are you hoping that thousands of students sign up for this? Or are you happy with the numbers you have at the moment?
Yeah, well, we're kind of hoping to grow. Like, you know, there's what, 160,000 full-time third-level students out there. Now, obviously, we're trying to get the word out there as much as we can, as many students as we can to take part in it. Yesterday, we reached over 80,000 people on Twitter alone, and, you know, we'd obviously loads going on Facebook, loads going on Instagram. So the word spread, momentum's building, but we're hoping now that kind of over the next 30 days that I suppose students are going to come out in force, and they're going to kind of show society that we're not just kind of, you know, sitting in hungover early in the morning and missing lectures and all that.
Well, certainly not every day anyway.
Not every day anyway, okay. That they're going out and we're doing great things. But if there's anyone out there who'd like to sign up, or who has children who'd like to sign up, or even we're giving out a lot of prizes, like we're after getting a lot of prizes from the GAA and for comedy gigs, and if there's any kind of small businesses out there who'd like to sponsor a small prize or that, just if they could get to the website or contact us through Facebook or whatever, that'd be absolutely fantastic.
RagIreland.ie. Aoife, quickly, have you spotted anyone? Any word?
I think so. Hi. I'm just working with RAG Ireland. I'm doing a 30-day challenge. Not going so well, sorry.
All right.
Hi, I have €5 voucher here. I'm just doing the college conference. I guess it's a busy morning.
That's two refusals already.
Yeah,
Aoife.
I know.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you'll find somebody, a willing recipient.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. It won't be all bad news.
Yes, well, look, we'll leave you there, Aoife Duffy. That's Aoife looking for a worthy recipient on Grafton Street this morning, and Dahi the Butler is the organiser of hashtag College Footprint. There's a big social media dimension to it. In a moment, we'll be rejoined by Wallace Bird.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.